At one of Chicago's black market drug bazaars, Ty can't escape opioids.
How are you doing now?
Bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
He's woken up in an ambulance more than once. He's joined a rehabilitation program, but he can't help coming back for more.
How come?
I'm on drugs real bad. Real bad.
So?
I live to use and use to live. Can't sleep without it.
Gonna use again.
Yes, sir.
He'd like to kick the habit, but the draw of opioids is too strong.
This block on Chicago's west side is a fentanyl epicenter. Last year, deaths by opioids went up 30% in Illinois, and 83% of those were due to fentanyl.
Located.
Marnell Brown says the fault lies with drug makers who dramatically underplayed the powerful lure of opioids.
It's supposed to be a controlled substance. That's what it unfolded as, a controlled substance. Now things are out of control.
Many start with legally bought but highly addictive prescription painkillers like oxycodone and move to street corner drugs when their prescriptions run out. The street corner pills they buy are often laced with fentanyl, an opioid 50 to 100 times more powerful than heroin.
They don't know what they're getting. Before, they would just get oxycodone, and now the oxycodone is compressed. They're crushing up fentanyl and compressing it onto the pills, all the different pills. So now the street dealers are passing on these drugs to any and everybody.
Every day on Chicago's west side, John Wright, Marnell Brown, and his brother Kevin Brown patrol for addicts and often find someone overdosing. When they do, they administer Narcan. Kevin has done it so many times, the addicts have a name for him.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's just me, Narcan on the scooter man. That's what some people were saying.
For Marnell Brown, a recovered heroin addict, the culpability of opioid manufacturers is personal. He says he can't escape his own responsibility for past drug use, but that for many, addiction is aided and abetted by the industry.
I take this very personal, very personal, because I'm a surviving prisoner of that war. I'm a casualty from that war.
A war against addiction that plays out in the streets of every American city and cities around the globe. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.